So you too. Hi, Hillary.
Hi.
Performed last night at the Staples Center, and we got a call earlier this morning from this guy who said, the most amazing part of the evening was when the band, U2, pulled out of the crowd an all-girl U2 tribute band.
No way.
Who grabbed the band's instruments and played to a sold-out Staples Center crowd out of control.
Oh, my gosh.
And we have one of the girls on the line. Ruggie, you're amazing. I love you. Hello, 91X.
Hello, how you doing?
Hi, rock star. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
here's the question. You're so giddy, and so am I.
Yeah.
Here's the question. First question. Was it set up?
No.
Absolutely not.
Nope.
Okay, because even the guy who called in with the story said it was so good, it had to be set up and pre-rehearsed with the band.
We actually had a couple people ask us if it was, but...
Okay, who are you and what do you do?
I'm Susan. I'm the bass player for all-girl band Exit in L.A., and... Yeah, that's...
Which is what? A U2 tribute band, right?
No, actually, well, we started off as that 5 years ago. We've been around a while. But for the past 3 or 4 years, we've been an original band.
Hmm.
So we started off as doing the tribute thing, kind of got known as that, trying to shed it. I'm sure this won't help, but we've been original now for a few years.
Okay, so you get tickets to the show.
Yes.
You're in the crowd. Are you in the circle area, the heart area, or what?
Just on the outside.
Just on the outside?
On the tip, on the bar.
Okay.
Right, like at the very center where Bono goes the most.
And you're holding a sign that says what?
It says, bassist, guitarist, singer, drummer. Underneath it, it says, the girls play rock and roll, which is a play on a line that's in Vertigo, which says, the boys play rock and roll.
Right. That's clever.
I'm getting little goosebumps. Here's the deal, okay? Radiohead is like my favorite band on the planet. I'm this crazy Uber fan, right?
Yeah.
But when I was a kid growing up, U2, my Beatles. My parents had the Beatles. I had U2.
Yeah.
And I would go to these early U2 shows in the mid-80s, and every show, Bono would pick somebody out of the crowd. This is long before Green Day, and pick somebody out of the crowd and say, who plays guitar?
Kind of like Courtney Cox in the Bruce Springsteen video.
Bingo, Hillary. The point of my story is, I remember seeing these people get up on stage, and I'd say to myself, my God, I need to learn how to play 3 chords on the acoustic guitar so Bono can pick me out of the crowd and I can play Running to Stand Still in front of a sold-out audience. You had the opportunity last night. You guys did your full band out of control.
Yeah.
And to quote a guy we had on earlier, you guys nailed it as good, if not better, than U2.
Oh, that's amazing. No. I can't believe that. That's incredible.
Okay, so they pull you out of the crowd,
yeah.
You get on stage, and before you play, tell us about the conversation you have with the band.
Well, Bono just kept saying, you guys can play, right? You can play. And we're like, yes, we can do it. We can do it. Don't worry. So we walk up, and basically, like, Adam's guitar tech is like, okay, who gets the bass? Hands me the bass.
Oh, my God.
And then,
can you imagine? I mean, the biggest band in the world.
Yeah. And, you know, our drummer goes and sits over on Larry's throne.
Oh.
And they go over, they give her a headset so she can, you know, hear all the music.
So huge.
The singer goes up, you know, talks to Bono, and our guitar player goes up, and they hand her, it's just a Gretsch, like a guitar that Bono plays. And then Edge asks Courtney, do you want to play my Explorer? Which is like, I mean, he's been playing that thing for years. It's like legendary, you know,
right.
Edge's Explorer. And she's like, yeah. So they hand her the Explorer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And so she's up there, and we just, you know, we play. I mean, we've played the song, you know, many times. So as much as, like, you know, nerves are there and it's exciting, we have it down because, you know, we've done it. So, you know, Bono's getting really excited. He gets up and he starts singing with our singer. And... he looks over at Courtney when it comes to the guitar solo, and he's like, do you want to do it? She says, yeah, let me do it.
And nails it.
Yeah, so she does the actual guitar solo, and Edge comes up, and he's playing along with us, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on. My final question for you, though.
Yeah.
Prior to, how many people in the Staples Center, what, 15,000?
I believe it's 20,000.
Okay. prior to your show playing in front of 20,000 people as a band exit, the all-female band.
Yes.
What was the biggest gig?
I think 1,000. We played a small show in Vegas. That was about it.
A small show in Vegas, 1,000 people, last night, L.A., on stage with you two to over 20,000 at the Staples Center.
Amazing, amazing.
Unbelievable.
I'll never forget it. I could die happy now.
I could die right now and be happy just talking to you. Right on. Hey, thanks for coming on.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.